Well, this morning I have a story about Granddaddy Bread. And Granddaddy happens to be my dad. But once upon a time, there was a very special sister. And her brothers actually called her Sister. She was the oldest of six. She had five younger brothers. And I'm sure that was quite interesting at time. But anyway, I called her Aunt Margaret. And Aunt Margaret was a whiz at anything in the kitchen. And one day, a lady gave her a starter for some sourdough. And so she started making sourdough bread and sharing it with everybody. And we all just loved it. But do you know what sourdough is? It's actually like a homemade yeast. And what's in there when you feed the starter? There is a little sugar. There's some potato flakes. There is some water and some flour. And it has to be bread flour. But anyway, that's what you feed it with, and you make your own homemade yeast. And do you know what yeast does? It makes the bread rise, because if you didn't have yeast in the bread, then you would have like flatbread or like tortillas. That's what you'd have. You wouldn't have like the nice, round, fluffy bread like we have. But anyway, Aunt Margaret, she passed away in 2004, which was about almost 20 years ago. It's 18 years ago. And before she passed, she gave my dad some of this sourdough starter. And my dad, not my mom, but my dad loved making this stuff. It's kind of physical in there. You have to knead it a lot, you know, to get the bread ready. And because you you feed it, and then you make it into like a round thing and let it rise. And then after that, after it rises the first time, you have to break it into parts and make it. One starter will make you three loaves of bread. Unlike the pitcher here, there's two. There's actually another loaf somewhere. But it'll make you three loaves of bread, and then the bread has to rise. And after the bread rises, it takes like 3 days because you have to feed it, and then you have to. It has to rise. Once you make it into bread, it has to rise. And then you have to split it into the loaf pans, and then that has to rise. And but anyway, my dad loved doing that, and he would make sourdough and bread, and he would share it with his neighbors. And when the grandkids came, they all called it Granddaddy Bread because Granddaddy is the one that made it. And he had 9 grandkids and 10 great-grandkids, but they loved Granddaddy Bread. But anyway, I used to have some starter, and I let mine die a long, long time ago because it's a lot of work. You have to feed it every week, and it makes a lot of bread. but thankfully, my sister Sherry and my brother David also had this starter. Well, they kept theirs going. And the last time I visited my brother, he had just made bread. And when you've just made it, you can't share your starter. You have to do it at the right time. And so I went to visit my sister in North Carolina not too long ago. My mother lives up there, too. My mother and sister both live in North Carolina. And I told her, I said, I really want to bring some starter back and start making bread again because I kind of miss it. It's really good. And being the magical person that she is, she figured out how I could get that back because I flew up there on an airplane. So I was going to have to put this in my suitcase and get it home. But she put it in this like airtight little plastic container, and then she put it in a Ziploc, and then she put it in this little zipper bag, and she even threw in an ice pack, and it was all ready to go. And I want you to know, I got that bread starter home, and because I got it home, y'all are going to have sourdough bread for potluck today. So I have a verse for you, and it's from Hebrews 13:16. Don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Thank you.